The Broken Masquerade. Securing, containing, and protecting are the three steadfast goals of the SCP Foundation. Most of the topics we've been looking at have focused on a setting in which the Foundation have succeeded in these goals. Sure, there are always incidents, such as containment breaches or sudden appearances of anomalies in public places, but overall, the Foundation maintains a veil of secrecy from the wide world. But what would happen if they failed in that goal? That's the concept behind the Broken Masquerade canon, a timeline in which the Foundation finally fails to contain awareness of anomalies, and the entire world becomes far more acquainted with them. This generally is not seen as the primary canon state of the SCP universe, if there is such a thing, but it is a very interesting what-if scenario. Much of the Broken Masquerade canon takes place in the form of tales, but there are a few SCPs written with that canon in mind as well. There are thousands of ways that the world could become aware of anomalies on a scale that the Foundation couldn't prevent, but in the case of the Broken Masquerade canon, things culminate with an event in North Korea. In short, North Korea suddenly and instantaneously disappears, with nothing left but a giant hole. Hurricanes were reported in the region, but really it was just air and water suddenly rushing in to fill the gap. Immediately afterwards, the Global Occult Coalition comes into the light as the world learns that they are a secret paranormal group funded by the United Nations. The GOC announced that another organization called the SCP Foundation are responsible for the disappearance of North Korea. The United Nations and the GOC demand that the leaders of the SCP Foundation be brought in for a trial by the International Court. Instead, the Foundation hijack television broadcasts across the world and release a message, saying that they are indeed responsible for the disappearance. They claim that the country is only spatially displaced somewhere else. Unfortunately, they're not sure if the civilians survived the displacement or not. Apparently, the Foundation and the GOC were working to prevent some sort of world-ending scenario, which they did, but North Korea got lost in the process. The Broken Masquerade really occurred when large swaths of Foundation files were leaked across the internet, with the Foundation apparently unable to prevent or contain it. After this, the doors to the anomalies have been blown open, with journalists and investigators around the world poking their noses into the GOC, the Foundation, the Serpent's Hand, and practically every other paranatural group out there. Massive relief efforts are made in the area around where North Korea used to be, with countless bodies being found in the ocean. Conspiracy theorists around the world go wild as they learn that all of their wildest beliefs were pretty much true. And then some. The SCP Foundation still continues their work, of course, as the Broken Masquerade really only entails one of their primary goals failing. There are plenty of anomalies that still need to be contained, but now the Foundation does not need to concern themselves with keeping their existence away from public eyes. Reports of various anomalies begin to be published in newspapers, and some non-dangerous SCPs are removed from SCP custody after various governments get involved. The mother of SCP-2118, a young girl who spontaneously begins speaking in the voice of a deceased child when in the presence of a parent who lost said child, writes a letter to the Foundation. 2118's parents apparently lost one of their children, and 2118 would regularly mimic the final words and sounds of the child, causing friction in the family, until 2118 was taken in by the Foundation. Now, her mother hopes to regain custody of the girl after believing her to be dead all these years, but she has to go through a mountain of paperwork. SCP-682 was apparently shown on TV, and a young boy writes a letter to the lizard, as his teacher instructed him to write a letter to his hero. He claims that other kids think the lizard is scary, but not him. He thinks that if they met, they would be best friends. SCP-2991, a sapient, animate scarf created by an employee of Dr. Wondertainment, was taken by the Foundation from an apartment while the tenant was away. The creator writes a letter to the Foundation saying that he's always suspected the Foundation was responsible, but he just wants Scarf back now. He says that Scarf must be so scared, and he'll tell the Foundation everything about Scarf if they just safely return it to him. He says he's coming to get Scarf either way, and they cannot stop him. People of all sorts begin to pry into the SCP Foundation's business, many of them discovering things they'd probably rather not know about. The Foundation's Ethics Committee is brought under heavy scrutiny by the United Nations before realizing that perhaps it's best the Foundation keeps operating as it has been. Both the Russians and the Americans become very interested in weaponizing some of the anomalies known to the Foundation, notably SCP-610, the flesh that hates, despite accords being written up to prevent this practice. The massive leak of Foundation information didn't just reach the general public, obviously, but also every other anomalous group of interest. Groups such as the Sarkic cults, the Church of the Broken God, the Chaos Insurgency, and so on, gain intimate knowledge of thousands of SCPs and begin a new spree of raids. It was a trying time for the Foundation and the world in general, and things could have very easily collapsed in on themselves. But the world kept going. In time, the anomalous became commonplace, to a degree. The Foundation still worked to contain the really dangerous stuff, but safer anomalies began to become integrated with modern society. Groups such as Marshall, Carter, and Dark boomed in business, selling all sorts of safer anomalies, such as paranormal pet dogs that can fly or change colors. The Foundation used these safe anomalies to help their public image, as videos of cute anomalous pets begin trending worldwide, none of which would have been possible if not for the SCP Foundation, or so they would say. The Foundation even went as far as releasing public relation videos directed at teenagers, filled with outdated references and memes. There were plenty of scams as well, both from governments and corporations. Some governments and officials would claim certain disasters to be anomalous so that the Foundation would clean it up for them, with some going so far as to try and make a scene look paranormal. Shady organizations would sell off all sorts of products and services claiming them to be genuine anomalies, looking to make a quick buck off some gullible suckers. Anomalous foods also become popular, such as the Ambrose restaurant chain that serves all manner of paranormal food like Kraken caviar or Siberian firebird. On the more dangerous side of anomalous food is SCP-3739, Mind Milk, a cognitohazard that anomalously creates mind milk products around the world and infects people's brains, causing them to develop milk curdles. Of course, activists come out of the woodworks in droves, screaming for the rights of both anomalies and humans, such as D-Class. Some of this activism was based on facts, much of it was based on emotions directed against the Foundation. While the Foundation could make various government officials and international judges see the purpose of their containment efforts and testing, it was a much harder task to convince the public. The Foundation was generally seen as a mysterious, secretive organization operating with immunity from the laws of the world, and while information about the numerous examples of the Foundation protecting the world from ending was leaked, much of the public would still only focus on how cavalier the Foundation is with human lives. Some reports begin to spread of the Foundation containing anti-Foundation activists and reporting them as anomalous, although it's hard to say if that's factual or not. These reports are muddled by the existence of SCP-4427, an anomaly that cropped up in the wake of the Broken Masquerade and randomly causes certain individuals to manifest paranormal traits, generally uncontrollable reality bending. I'm going to leave things off here, as at this point I think you should be pretty clear on what the Broken Masquerade entails. Obviously, this was just a summary of bits and pieces from a number of different articles, but overall, the Broken Masquerade canon has a lot of room to grow. It's certainly a very interesting timeline, since the Foundation no longer has to worry about one aspect of their goals, but the loss of anonymity invites new problems as well. Some might scoff at the idea that the Foundation couldn't contain an incident such as the disappearance of North Korea, considering the power at their disposal, but it leads to an interesting story regardless. Much of the SCP universe is predicated on the idea that there are many things in existence man was not meant to know. But, in time, you can probably get used to anything.